Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Our chevra is right. Sunshine is tremendously appreciated. What he's built, what he's brought us to. So it's an honor to be here. I want to express, people wonder, we're a group of Yidden and it's before Shavuos. Everything's allowed here. In the heart, by Mia Kumsitz, we're going to sing Shir Divrei Torah. Okumzitz works when at the heart, like the height of it, somebody cracks a joke and ruins the whole thing. A guy opens the light, closes the lights. If something needs, comedians need a certain like thing in the room. Like to work, comedians need, can we have lights on a little? I want to see everybody. Then we'll, I don't want to argue, we'll do, just for a little bit. Then we'll close. I just like the chevra. Comedians need a certain thing in the room. If you hurt the thing, like the whole show is ruined. A group of Yidden that like each other, I was very impressed. I'm sitting next to Gabe Bauman, you'll meet him soon. And there's a song he composed that, like, to me is like life change. It made a big impact. My kids say nobody kills a song like you, Dad. Because when I like a song, I just listen day and day and day. If you know how many times he said, composed like a week ago, we've done it in yeshiva. How many times so far, Shlomo?
10.
Yeah, 10 times. Who's counting? But Lemaisa, I was blown away. Here's a song, it's emotional, it's real. And in the middle of his song, a guy made like a joke. Like in middle, like I'm sitting there, it's mamish like bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe got water from a rock, he got tears from this guy's rock. And I was emotional, and a guy cracks a joke in middle. And he like enjoyed the joke. He stopped the song, like explained the whole story and the joke. But I liked it because real things, it's like, you ruin the whole thing, please. At the Shabbos table, your kids misbehaving, they save your whole table. If you're trying to construct, they broke a human construction. A Shabbos table is a family that likes each other. And he ruined the whole thing. She ruined. What are you talking? You think we're like, we're real thing. We're a bunch of you and we like each other. We're friends. We're here with Yehuda. We try to be Mechen. We're here in the Rav. Rav Gigi's here. Rav Madlinger arranged. Rav Karp's here. We're a bunch of Yidden. It's not like somebody makes it, ruins it, the song, and we all like, trust me, it's geschmack to plug in and to be connected, but it's not ruined by a person, by a certain, in middle, I like the heart of a kumzitz, somebody like comes in, what's going on, what's happening, they save the whole thing, it's not a certain, it's just an emistic thing, a group of Yidden, Shleishis Me'agbal, and we want to get ready for Shavuos. We'll use the great tire, we'll use mirrors, we'll use jokes, we'll use food. We wanna be prepared. I want to ask Shlomo to do a specific song that he, the Chevra, I don't think Dailum knows it, but I want to express as follows. My kids and the guys in yeshiva are changing my life. Right, Sunshine was the start of this journey for me. I'm trying to learn my inner world, my insecurities, my discomforts, that which frustrates me. And we're in a very pneumistic time. People are feeling. Adults are looking at their kids. What my 11-year-old says things emotionally, I'm 51. It's like, what's happening? The wave is expanding. This has been predicted, right? Rei Shapiro quotes Reb Tzadik HaKohen, who says, even though there's Yeridus HaDeiris, the lave is going to grow. Psukim said, the time of Mashiach, a lave Evan's going to become a lave Basar. People are feeling, and it's remarkable, it's beautiful, it's challenging, it's shver. And I'm working on the inner sugya in a generation that's like very sensitive, and the gains are relationship, crazy. You could be close to your children. They could share the hardest things in the world. And you could sit down and have the toughest, difficult conversation and mamish be close. And look at each other and mamish know each other. Mamish, be close. It's amazing what's going on. And in a generation that wants to connect to things, so you sit at your Seder, people don't want speeches. They don't even want, a guy tells me, I sit at my Suda, and everybody's saying divrei Torahs. So in the Italian. Everybody's saying different. He said, "Is anybody comfortable? Does anybody? What am I supposed to experience here?" Right. And he's not making fun. It's good. You didn't say it right, Torah. But what's the experience? I come to a Rav table at a chasna, and it's tremendous good to see that people share divrei Torah. But why aren't we comfortable? Could we be comfortable? Could we, hi, how are you? And I come from my car in the middle of a Met game. It's hard to share that I was listening, especially how much they're losing. It's hard to share that. But could we be comfortable and meet and together? We mamish could study Torah, mamish. We could learn it via Torah. From a place, and we want to connect to things. We want to sit at a seder. We want to like feel it and experience it. If I would express the prayer of today's generation, it would be for everything's from David HaMelech. It would be Tov Tam Vadas Lamdeni. Hashem, give me a Tam. Das is an emotional reality. Let me like experience what's going on. I want a Tam. And what I want to say and absorb and I want to work on, and I think it's the avoid of today's dur, is to know kivim mitzvay secha hemanti. And Shlosh Yisrael Me'akbala was standing by the har. Mitzvay secha hemanti means, David HaMelech says, I have emun in mitzvahs. For years, you're looking at a guy, I would speak after Pesach, and I would ask the chaver, "Nu, what Kabbalah to hold on to what we got?" Today I hold that question from me, not from anybody else. Borders on Kfira. Borders. What could we do to hold them? I ate matzah. Me and my kids, everybody ate matzah, you'll never be the same the rest of your life. Never. You think after you eat the food, do you tell your body like where to put the nutrients? What could we do, Pasha, to get the right things in the arm, in the sinews, you know? Pasha, what Hashem designed us, mamish. Things go where they're supposed to go. Somebody eats matzah, what can I do? There's such a sugya, there's such a thing. Maybe a little. You ate matzah. Are you kidding me? You ate matzah. Kivim mitzvay secha amanti. We're going to count. A person counted sphere tonight. You're never out. You miss a night. You're supposed to. You're mechuyev to count a mitzvah. To count. Count tonight if you didn't count once the whole sphere. Count tonight. Mamish a mitzvah. You count one night, you count sphere, you're a different person. We're so used to, very important to me in yeshiva. Me and Shlomo met a yid today. He was upset, a bacher broke something in his property. So I went down, it turned out he's a yid. He was raised, he said to the pastor, he said, he's a yid, mamish, a regular yid. He might be related to Reb Chaim Eiser. His name's Grzynski, Levi. He's my cousin. It's Malevi, we're both Levim. So I called up Shlomo, come here, you got to play music. Shlomo Guri played music for the Yid. The Yid was crying, his jaw was to the floor. He's my friend, tomorrow we're going to put on tefillin for the first time in his life. He said, Yid, I want to put on tefillin, not, oh, you're getting there. He listened to music, we said the word Hashem to him. It's not in context, he's becoming, I've been shaken since I left his house. My wife said, Daniel, you're okay? Not really. I met a yid, we like spoke, we said, he heard the word Hashem. The only rabbi, he said, you're a rabbi. I said, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. You studied to be what I have no smicha. A rabbi, maybe if you want. But the only rabbi he met was very tough on him. He was an edel, a yid. He said, it's hard for me to say this. A yid, mamish a yid, who grew up in Durham, Connecticut. He grew up there as a farmer in Durham, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And a yid puts on film, oh, you're doing better, oh, you're getting there. A yid puts on film to be born for that. Don't make things, a yid learns for 5 minutes. You were born for, you learn time. It's not in context. Mitzvay secha amanti. We mamish believe in mitzvahs. A yid does mitzvahs. It's worth from one end of the world to the other. David HaMelech says, Tov Tam Vadas Lamdeni. I want an emotional connection to mitzvah. I want to sit at the Seder and Mamish, go places. I want to be so deeply understanding and connected and in it. But you know why? Kivim mitzvah secha amanti. Whether I do or don't, it's a big thing to do a mitzvah. At the root, and I think this is Mamish, the prayer of today's dar. And what we need to give over, mitzvay secha amanti, amun and mitzvahs. A youngster today looks at somebody who never missed a minyan for 63 years, and they struggle. What does he feel? Like, what's the experience? Explain it to me. And they're saying something, and we need to merge two generations that each one have a light that's so gorgeous. We need to merge. Kivim mitzvay secho emanti allows for the prayer. Tuv tam vadas lamdeni. Hashem, please. I'm craving an attachment. I want this experience to like be beautiful, to be special, to mean something. I want it to mean something. We have a minyan in the morning of Rebbeim come with a bulk of a minyan of shachris. It started like filling up. Today there were like 40 guys coming, and they're making such a rash. They're like excited by prayers. We're trying to be kivim mitzvay secho emanti. Whether I want to connect to Hashem, I want to speak to God and connect. Even today I'm mamish robotic. I'm not coming with much. I can't. I'm tired. I'm just a lot on the mind, but I'm here and I'm maimin that he says the words of prayer from Anshei Knesset HaGadol. It's a big thing. Mitzvay secho emanti. We're maimin in your mitzvahs. We know it means something. And that allows a generation that's pleading. If I summed up today's dar, they're begging Hashem, Tuv tam vadas lamdeni. Please. And our job is to connect to mitzvah secha hemanti. We have emunah and mitzvahs. Of course, we want a seder that's like wildly magical. And we want all our mitzvahs. We want tefillin that's like, of course we want that. We want to connect. Guys will ask, what do you think when you put on tefillin? I'm like, oh, shucks, I was afraid you'd ask that. And they don't take it. Like, what does it mean to you? What he's saying is, I want to put on, I want to do it. What do you think? You have a Shabbos. Where does it bring you? And Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni. I want a Shabbos it's an immersion in some Hashem's mitzvahs, Tiras Hashem. All right, for that, we could pray and we should pray and we are praying. Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni. V'kivim mitzvay secha amanti. We're mamin and we stood at our sin and Hashem handed us a Torah and mitzvahs. And we're aware and our neshamas know it. It's big. It counts. It matters. Each mitzvah, each thing. And celebrate it as such. Person puts on, we should look at each other. Person put on film. I'm excited. This guy's tefillin tomorrow is going to be like crazy. He's going to put on film. First time in his life. He's put on film. He's going to put on film. I'm in it. Maybe I'll put on tomorrow also. I think I'm going to put on also. You going to wear tefillin tomorrow? You put tomorrow? No. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. You put on tefillin. It's a big thing. And of course we pray. If I could ask Shlomo, if you could teach this song, learn it. See, Shlomo sing, Tuv tam vadas lamdik mitzvah emanti, toiv li toiras picha me'alfei zovei chesed. Amen. Binyamin, could you start? We've been singing Yeshiva. I want to sing. I love our Kehillah. It's beautiful. We have beautiful Yidden. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I went to the Beis Yaakov. I'm looking. Family. We're in a wild abundant of richness here. And I think the prayer after Hashem Oiz Lama Yitin, Hashem gives us Torah, the Umayis Benchas Hashem Yivarech Esamei Bashalim. We need to each have shalom, each to make room, the beautiful light that each one is, to make room for each other. That's the blessing. After receiving the Torah, we're each a light. Let's make room for each other. Binyamin, if we can sing Hashem Oiz.
La 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 la
beautiful binyamin.
Oiz
is Torah. Hashem oiz is Torah. So what's Torah? It's probably kedai to study by oiz. The person, the tzaddik whose name, by oiz, there's Torah in him. Probably if you study him, you'll get a sense of what's Torah. By oiz. Bayaz is called the man whose oiz. He's like the spitz. The epitome of a ben Torah. So we can study Bayez a long time, but I want to hear Torah from my sunshine Shlita. And to study Bayez, to introduce the Rav, who needs no introduction, but I want to express that Bayez is the God of Ador. Bayez is a tzaddik, and Bayez marries Rus. And Rus is the Spitz outsider. She's a Giyaris, she's a convert. Rus is a Aniya, she's very poor. Rus is an Almana, she's a widow. She has everything in the world. A widow, a husband's achrayus is to bring his wife to the community. That's the job of a husband. He brings his part of a shul, part of a chabura. The husband brings the mishpacha, that the mishpacha is in the killer. She has no husband, she's penniless. Everything that tends to put somebody on the outside. And by eyes, the man who gets Torah, who's a spitz Torah, Tosfos says 36 times in the Torah, it says Avas Hager. It's maybe from the most spoken about theme in our Torah, pull in, include. There's a light in every Yid. There's a light in every Yid. Kabbalah HaTorah celebrates Torah and the Yid and Torah, Yisrael V'Rai Secharu. And by eyes, the man who is Torah, who gets Torah, there's Torah enemies, a spitz Torah, he includes the outsider. She becomes the ultimate insider, of course, Ima Shel Malchus. She sits when Shlomo HaMelech's on his throne, right next to him is Rus's throne, the spitz insider. And from her comes David HaMelech's Levavei Levavam. Is it a wonder that from Bayez, from this Sadduk Bayez, who's a spitz Torah, comes David HaMelech, who's a Mitzius, is Levava, is Levav Am, who everybody, Lismigar Mevaloi Klums, all about the people, inclusive. The world of Torah is pulling in, is including, nobody falls. Nobody's out. For years, the Rav has been the Bayez of our community, including in. Nobody's like, they're out. They're not, no, pulling in. Come, join, your part. Bayez. This is our, we have a beautiful kehillah that's built. From minute one of this kehillah is built. My son, I remember one year Purim. He was tight checker, inebriated. He grabs the mic by our kill and he says, we're so lucky to be in a community. Here a person counts. It's a Torah place. Here a person counts. Here a person's light is. Each one, there's no extras. There's no person that doesn't count. We're a community. By eyes, there's Torah here. There's a person. Hashem eyes lama yitain. So then the nation say, Hashem yivarech samay vashalom. Give that people shalom. Each one counts. Each one matters. I ask myself, why don't people pull in? Youngsters, why don't they pull in? Why don't they include? There's such a thing as a coolness. There's such a thing, you know, cool. Wherever you have coolness, wherever you have a social standing, whatever gives, you utilize it to pull in somebody else. Rav Gessinger was one of the heroes of my life. My wife and I, since his patir, only recently we found a Rebbe. We were reeling. Because he's somebody who, his standing, he gave thousands of yidden. All different types became in. His coolness caused thousands to be cool. So why don't people do that? Because they don't know that they're cool. What is a youngster afraid to be inclusive? Because if I go to include that one, I'll be on the outs also. So the secret of Bayaz is Bayaz. There's greatness in him. He chaps that there's terror in him. When we chap, we have something real. We pull in. That's the mitzias of a yid. We're pulling in. We're included. The entirety of our people. We have no extra ISIS. So I want to appreciate that. We have a Rav here for years has been inclusive. That's been the calling. Anytime somebody's going through, many others would outsource and send it. The Rav gets involved. Rav Chaim described this as the job of a Rav. The job is to make sure to include, to be inclusive, to make sure no one falls out. We've been zeicha to have such a rav. So we come here. We want to hear the great Torah.
Thank you. Sometimes you have a dvar Torah that you understand with your mind, and sometimes you could have a vart, a maimer chazal, that at a certain point you start to understand with your heart. And 9 days ago, there was a maimer chazal that I don't know what happened, in the middle of Shacharis, I started to understand with my heart. And I wouldn't ordinarily share it, but I have the safety of sitting next to Rabbi Kalish, who's been such a close friend, and we've shared our journeys with each other and created a tremendous sense of making space for ourselves, for each other, for others, and mitaych that sense of safety. There, Rabbi Kalish, thank you for joining us and for sharing your heart with us. Mitaych that atmosphere, I want to express something that I understood with my heart 9 days ago. In Mesilas Yesharim, I didn't start understanding it by saying the Mesilas Yesharim. Now I'm giving the Hakdama. I'll tell you where my heart came in later. The Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yutes, asks Akasha, when he says that we're supposed to daven for the Geula, he asks that a person will ask himself, who am I that I'm going to bring the Geula? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of Yidden davening for the Geula. And if you include all the generations of Yidden, there are millions of Yidden. Ma'ani Safon, the Mesilas Yesharim says, like, I'm going to save Yerushalayim, Ircha Barachamim Tashuv, and Hashem's going to be like, now, finally, somebody said it. You know, like, it's not, what's my tefillah, my bakasha for the churban? What does that add to the oceans and oceans of tefillahs? So the Mesilas Yesharim brings a Mishnah. It's a very, very famous Maimer Chazal that's, I think, at least for myself, I haven't understood until now. It's a Maimer Chazal that, if you ask most people where it is, they'll tell you it's in Pirkei Avos, but it's not. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Maimer Chazal starts with the Mishnah discussing the fact that Adam was Nivra Yechidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one Adam. And the Mishnah says, Lahagid Shvachai Shal Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that most people, if they have a mold, everything that comes out of that mold looks the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us in the mold of Adam Arishan, and we all look different. And then the Mishnah says, Lefikach, Chayiv kol echad ve'echad loymar b'shvili nevra ha'olam. Each and every person is obligated to say, the world was created for me. And I want to just say, let's not settle for the narrow view that the Chazal, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, writing a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, was trying to do a quote that someone would post on their status, or a self-help good, like, one-liner. Everyone should say, the world was created for me. Chazal included it in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That means it's a deep, 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 profound, life-changing emes. First of all, if it's true, if it's not true, so then why should everybody say it? If it's not true that everybody, that the world was created for me, so then don't tell me to say it. It's not true. If it is true, so why doesn't the Mishnah just say, Lefikach, Ha'olam Nivra B'shvil Kol Echad Ve'echad? Why are we learning it through Chayav Adam Leimar? Why is that the way that we're learning it? And that's not even the obvious question, just to get that out of the way, is that I'm sitting across from Reb David. So Reb David, I'll just use you as an example, if that's okay. So if the world was created for me, it couldn't have been created for you, it was created for me. So, but your Mishnah Sanhedrin also says that. If the world was created for you, it couldn't have been created for me. So was it some kind of a game? It's some kind of everyone should think? I don't like answers like that. It's not solid. It's not healthy. What is the answer to the question? This is Chazal talking. This is not that we got some self-help guru to sit on the floor in the yard and we all sat around him and he says, everybody should think. That's not what this is. This is a very real statement in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the same Masechta that describes the Dalad Mises Bezdin. The same thing, it describes how to do skila, says Chayev kol echad ve'echad loymar b'shvili nevra olam. What's going on here? So just in terms of the Perush, and then we'll talk about what the real Perush is. The Perush is, of course, if Chazal say it, it's true. And of course, if Chazal say that I should say the world was created for me, with all due respect, the world was created for me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'svunasei ein mispar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu managed to put into one world many, 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 many worlds. And if you have to realize the ge'oinus, if I could just take a minute to describe the ge'oinus, that's ein mispar, there's no measure to Hashem's ge'oinus, because Hashem, all of you, I just want to announce, just again, you might not have known, all of you were created for me. Thank you. Bishvili nivra olam. The world was created for me. Which means every single one of you are here. In this case of this room, is to be a help in my Avodas Hashem. Other people might have been created to be a challenge in my Avodas Hashem. You know, I don't know, you know.
Can't tell us.
You know, yeah. You know. So, but every, you know, so just to continue my example, so Reb David Zeltzer was Hashem decided 52 years ago, Hashem decided that this guy, Sonnenschein, needs David Zeltzer in his life, okay? And you're part of what's in my life. Thank you for being here, Baruch Hashem. I think I grew a lot from you, thank you. And you're here. Now, Hashem also wanted to create a world for you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought, for reasons which I'm not 100% clear on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that you need a guy, Sonnenschein, in your life. And it stimmed exactly. Even though where I sit in shul is different than where you sit in shul. We're different ages, we have different backgrounds, we have different journeys, but my journey somehow matches perfectly with what you need, and your journey matches perfectly with what I need. It's amazing. But this plot thickens, because sitting next to you is Yechiel Shon. Okay? Now, no offense to us, but the world was created for him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his world, where he's the center of the world, this is not a joke. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he could have created 100 million separate worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Kishri, and he put it all into one world. But this is not a joke, it's a real thing. So, Rabbi Yechiel, the world was created for you. And that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that there should be sun and shine in your life. That was an important component in your life. I hope to help more than to hurt, I hope. Okay? But that's a component in your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also decided that there should be a David Zeltzer in your life. Now imagine the ge'oinus. Me to you is one relationship. You to me is another relationship. You to David is another relationship. David to you is another relationship. Me to David... I don't know where I'm up to here. Okay? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out... all the trippy thing a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out these three olamos that all of us are in the center... And each one of us is serving that center in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for us to exist. It's Pashrim Shah, right? And that's true. Multiply that by everyone in this room, everyone in this Kehillah, every Yid on the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for them, and they're the center of the world. I always understood Pshat like that. That didn't happen 9 days ago. 9 days ago, I started to understand something with my heart, and I hope my mouth will be able to explain it. And that is like this. That Bishvili Nivra Ha'ayla means, and it's a Mishnah, it's true, it's MS, it's real, it's not a gimmick, it's a real thing. It means, this is my world. It's my world, right? And that means that I cannot spend my life being afraid of my world. And I can't spend my life in a fetal position, afraid to be me and to do what's coming out of myself because I'm afraid of the world. Not everyone here understands what I mean, probably, I hope. But many of us understand what it means to grow up afraid of the world. This big, scary world. And trying to push ourselves to be accepted by the world, to be loved by the world, to be respected by the world, out of a certain fear, out of a certain, like, this fear of the big wide world. When I was in first grade, I was in Torah Tamima. Most people don't know this. For first grade, kindergarten, you know that? Kindergarten through first grade, I was a very, very little shy kid and a very, very, very afraid kid, and I remember clearly walking up the steps, there was a few front steps there, holding on to the banister while all the big boys were rushing by. I was terrified of the world, of the world. But it's my world. This is my world. Bishvili nivra, that's Pashur Pshat. Bishvili nivra means it's my world. My world means that it's not like, well, should I express myself here? This is your world. This is your world. This whole world was created as a stage. Go, be you. That's why the world is here. And be you and everybody else. Stop being afraid of the world. Step into the world. This is your world. And that's the Mesilas Yesharim's teretz. There may be thousands of Yidden, but this world was created for me. And there's no Beis HaMikdash now. And that's on me. I'm not saying it's my fault. That's not my point. My point is, this is my world. And in my world, where I'm the center of the world, one of the pieces of that world is that there's a gold dome where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. And of course, I need to daven about that. I'm going to ask, but thousands of other people, those thousands of other people, the world wasn't created for them. And that's the chayiv kol echad ve'echad leimer, because it's true for each person. This is my truth for me, that the world was created for me. I want to tell you, I have to make a shtickle confession. Okay? There are some people that when they daven, they make a lot of noise. Okay? Some people, you can tell I've been a rav a long time, you know? There are some people when they daven, they clap. You know people that clap when they daven? Maybe there's some people here that clap when they daven. There's some people that they clap, or they wave their hands, or they jump. Some people jump when they daven. And again, I want to be honest, that I always very, very, very much look down on that. Take it easy. Chill out. Know your place. Everyone knows you're a good guy. You don't need to announce it to everyone. Like that kind of, you're familiar with that kind of feeling? Like, 9 days ago, I was realizing, why shouldn't he do that? This is his world. And this is how he's expressing himself to his God in his world. I'm going to be concerned that Yechiel Shon might be like, wow, he's really getting carried away. I'm sorry, but clapping me, you're in my world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here as part of my world, but it's my world. And I need to be me in my world. Even if it means I'm acting out a little bit. Even if it means I'm saying something silly. Even if it means I'm jumping when I'm davening. But I have to inhibit myself because I'm afraid of the world is against the Mishnah. This is my world. Why am I afraid of the world? This is my world. Okay, there's a lot of different parts to that, but just the nekuda is important to realize. And there's a certain achrayus that you feel. You think if you walk around saying Bishvili Nivra Olam, you're going to become a Baal Gaiva? I spent 9 days sitting with this. I discovered that it doesn't make you into a Baal Gaiva, it makes you into a Baal Achrayas. This is my world. So this person I have to take care of. This thing needs to be dealt with. This person should be thought, this is my world. Hashem put me here. I have a job to do in this world. It's important. This is an important makom for me. Now, you might think I'm being very focused on myself. Well, I'm sorry. I read a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. I invite you to read the same Mishnah in Sanhedrin and make the same conclusion about yourself. Because it's also your world. I'm a prop in your world. I'm part of the scenery in your world. But you have a world. And in your world, you're the center. It's your world. Stop being afraid of the world. Start serving Hashem with what's inside of you and stop making so many cheshbonos. Somebody, you know, it's very, very hard for some of us to be soivel that someone's thinking negatively of us. I had the best week this past week. It's my world! You're thinking negatively of me? I'm sorry. This is my world. It doesn't give me a right to be not nice to people. That's not to hope nobody misunderstanding me, because you have to be very responsible when you have a world. But this is my world. Again, I'm not telling you a trick, a gimmick. We're not doing ayahuasca here, okay? Nobody knows what ayahuasca is. This is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. This is an Emes. This is my world. And if it's my world, then there's a makom for me to be me in my world. And by the way, it really makes me have to answer to myself, one second, if it's my world, I can't spend my life living trying to be other people. I can't keep stepping into other people's shoes. They only exist because of me. I have to find my own big boy shoes. I have to find my own self. The fact that someone that I admire did something could be a great idea or a trigger to tell me that that's what I should do for me. Maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into my world. But being him is not my job. Bishvili Nivra Olam, this is my world. This is my world, and I need to be me in my world. And that, I hope it's obvious, that applies to every single one of us. We need to be ourselves in our world. What does this have to do with my... This is life, this is breath. And I have found over the last 9 days that it has affected me on many, 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 many levels. Like, just this sense, this is my world. I have to be honest, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I was walking down the street in Queens, and there was a guy walking by with a dangerous-looking dog, and I'm a Brooklyn kid who's, you know, we traditionally are afraid of dogs. And it was like a certain thing. I was like, sorry, but this is my world. Like, this dog exists in my world. Now, I don't know why that means the dog wouldn't bite me, but but it did something for me. It was something. Like, this is my world. This is my world. I, like, puffed out my chest a little bit, like, This is my world. Again, I didn't expect the guy walking the dog to bow down to me. That's not the point. It's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that person for me. So I'm not going to go hiding from him. Hashem created him for me. How are you? I'm going to address that person. I'm going to connect with that person. I'm going to be engaged with the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put around me. I'm gonna express myself in the world. This is the first time, I can't believe it's being recorded, but I'm gonna say this anyway. Many of you know that Kalish knows this very well, that I work for someone who's probably one of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim alive today. Okay, Maskim? Okay? He literally knows Kol HaTorah Kula Baal Peh. So I've worked for him for several years already. I still am a little nervous when I start talking to him. I'm a little nervous. And I sit next to him in the Beis Medrash, and when I lean over to talk to him, I feel a little nervous. Be honest. Not this week. This week. I was still very respectful to him, and in fact, I had a moment of emotion of grateful to Hashem that Hashem put him into my world. Well, because this is my world, and Hashem put this massive Talmud Chacham into my world. I'm very grateful to Hashem for that. I'm grateful for all of you being in my world. I'm grateful for Elisha being in my world. I'm grateful for Rabbi Gigi. I'm grateful for Rabbi Kalish. All of you have made my world a magnificent world, and thank you. But this is my world. I have to take responsibility. This is my world. And this is very negeya to Kabbalah Satayra. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Tzluyim Ve'aymdim, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he was waiting till we get the Torah. Don't make the mistake of receiving the Torah just like the Mesillas Yesharim's Kasha, that the nation of Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, and I'm part of that nation. What am I going to do? I also accepted the Torah. Maybe I'm even excited to be part of that nation. There was a memra that I heard about 2 weeks ago from the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva that they said that when they sit down to learn a Gemara, maybe Rav Baruch Ber said it, that when he sits down to learn a Gemara, in his mind, the Torah was just given, and he's the first human being to ever look at this Gemara. That's Vishvili in Evraelim. It's my Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah if Vishvili Nivra Ha'olam, and if Histakel B'Oraisa Ubara Alma, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not just giving us the Torah. Certainly there is a Torah that's given to the whole Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving me the Torah. And I'm excited to go into Shavuos. I don't know how it's going to play out. To be continued. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm excited to go into Shavuos and to see what it feels like to be focusing not just on that the Chevra is being makabel the Torah, but to think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I created the world for you. I'm giving you the Torah. What does that mean to you? How are you receiving it? What are you doing with it? This is a very personal day. Hashem, in my world, that Hashem made this world for me, Hashem is giving me the Torah. And that's a very, 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 very meaningful day. And that's what I wanted to express. And again, tremendous, tremendous Yashar Koach for being here. I think all of us, we're all worlds. We're all worlds. We're all the center of our world, and we all have the schus to be part of the scenery of each other's worlds. But Chayev Kol Echad Ve'Echad Loimar B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam, let's flex ourselves a little bit. Let's not be afraid of the world that we live in. Let's step into who we are, and let's turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ava and Be'ira, and let's see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a fascinating new world for me. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in store for me? Yashikaya.
Amazing. It's always fascinating. I'm curious, Ray, Gigi, I'm curious, Ray Balsam. It's always fascinating when somebody speaks what somebody else is hearing. You could say, and I've had a lot of funny things. Some guy's going to go home tonight, some tzaddik, and he's going to say to his wife and kids, I found out tonight we all live in my sunshine's world. Amazing. Let's sing again, Binyamin Hashem Islam. Let's talk, Hashem Yivarech Samei Bashalom. We need to give space for a lot of worlds. Hashem should bench us with Shalom one more time, that we didn't sing it enough. In yeshiva, after asking Gabe about 10 times this week to sing a new song he composed, the last time I promised the guys that this week I won't ask again in yeshiva. So I didn't say won't play it, somebody else might ask. But I didn't promise I wouldn't ask here. Binyamin didn't hear it yet. Rai Balsam didn't hear it yet. Rai Karb Shlita didn't hear it yet. Rai Sunshine, the Rav's Dvarim Neflam, Bishvili Nevroilam, that a person... that the Rebbeinu Shlom thinks about us in everything that we experience. Gabe brought a song that he composed in yeshiva that I want to share with the Chevra. Then we'll get back to Zmiris and Devarei Torah B'Tshuvos. But I want to ask Gabe, is it possible you'll share this song, Gabe?
Yes, very possible.
Out to college, away from town is kind of crazy. The way it all works out, we didn't grow up in the same house, but we're brothers. So I want to tell you about something crazy that I found. It might be I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove it, but I need to tell you that there's a God and he knows your name and he knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say there's a God and knows your name and he knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name. Do you ever feel that spark that is burning in your heart? Does it guide you when you're in the dark? Or do you wonder if there's more to life, if there's an answer to the great big why? I believe that there is truth to find. It might be useless, I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove it, but I need to tell you that there's a God and knows your name and he knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say there's a God and knows your name and he knows your heart and feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name. I hope that you hear this song and one day you sing along and together we'll say, there's a God and knows my name and he knows my heart and feels my pain. And it's not something I need to explain. Oh, I just wanna say there's a God and knows my name and he knows my heart and he feels the pain. Oh, I've waited all my life to say that heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. I waited all my life to say that heaven knows my name.
Bye.
There was a song that was composed by a bachur who learned in the yeshiva. It could be not Aaron. Where's Aaron? I saw Aaron for a minute. Aaron, it could be right. It could. I don't know if we were singing it that early, or Elisha will remember, but somebody composed the song to the words that Hashem taught us on the Yom HaMiyuchas. But mamish now, Hashem, the song Atem Tiuli Mamleches Ka'am, and it's been like a rallying cry in yeshiva for way over a decade, 20 years. The Atem Tiuli, this rallying cry, Hashem promised us from the great challenges of our life, of my life, my friends, my children, our dar there's a sense of shame that exists. A sense we're a generation who've seen, and the exposure to different things makes people feel less than and not so worthy sometimes. And the charge of today, of the Yom HaMiyuchas, of that second day at the Har, where Hashem swore to us, promised us, Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Kehanim Egoi Kadosh, the preciousness of our people, it's been a rallying cry in a song of the yeshiva. I'm going to ask the first time, we'll all join in after. First, I ask, Shlomo Guri's been singing to our community, our yeshiva, and to Klal Yisrael for years. Gabe Bauman joined now and has lifted us up. And Azriel Pollack has been singing to the yeshiva. So I'm going to ask them if they would cheer. They first, them, back them to you. Then the second time, Rev, we'll all join in.
Yeah.
I was wondering this year, and the days now leading up to Kabbalah Satorah, why we got the Torah in the desert? Why in the Midbar? Come to the Midbar. My father was my Rebbe, my father, the hero of my life. And my father was somebody whose default setting was to learn. He learned, I never was around a person who learned so much Torah in my life. Late at night, early morning, lunch, breakfast, it was learning. That was what he did, he learned. He learned, and he learned, and he learned, and he learned. He was davak in Torah and avas haTorah. And he was a very worldly person. He was a good tennis player, wicked set of tennis. Liked water skiing, regular skiing. He was engaged, a nice piece of nice barbecue. It was wonderful. He was engaged in the world. Everything I know about Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was said Lashon Hara on him by Aaron, by his brother and sister, by Miriam and Aaron HaKohen, because he like separated from the world. The Torah we have so speaks about the world. Avram was fighting wars. Yaakov, Yitzchak Avinu digging. Yaakov, of course, their minds were davak b'Hashem. Shivisi Hashem l'nagdi samed. But it's a world. Anybody reads Torah, it's a world engaged in this world. So it tickles my mind. What does Hashem say? Come to the desert. Lahavdil, the Tibetan monk who doesn't understand, so he maybe would understand. Come to the desert. To us who know what, who study Torah, who've seen Tzaddikim and Gedolim, there's an exception. There's a Pirish, it seems, some Hayras Shah, a Nazir is called a Chayta. Kedusha is the highest Madrega to engage in this world in a meaningful way. So why does Hashem say, come to the desert? I want to hand you a Torah. Come to the desert. Come. Right in the Yishuv of Yerushalayim, right in our cities, hand us a Torah. So interesting, go to the desert. L'chaim, have a wonderful night. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisrael, shkoyach. The Teretz like would ruin things. Akashas Gishmah. The Teretz is... When the Svasemis, like yearly, says another pshat, it wasn't like a rabbi who had to say drashas. So I used that one last year. I need a new thing for the heaven. What did I come up this year? It's not how the Svasemis, not what's happening. Akashas energy. And the kasha, that energy, different times in his life, produced different things. I have no idea. How does it come to the desert? Bizarre. Chazal asked, any thinking, come to the desert, I'll hand you the Torah. It's not anything I know about. And then you read. Then we like receive the Torah, we learn the Torah, we live the Torah. It's precisely with the Mishpah. The Chavetz Chaim, the Gadol Ador, the Mashpia, the Paisik of our Ador. He had a store, of course he worked. Of course he was engaged in the world. He was working to support his wife, his children, of course. Of course, obviously. Engaged in the world. But that's anybody who learns Torah knows that. So it's come to the desert. What's happening? Friction in the room, Yehuda? A Yid once asked, he said, critique my speeches. So I didn't want to. I called to the person. I was like, but he was like, I shepherd a lot. So I said, you don't sell your questions. Mm-hmm. He was like so cute, like I'm not that type, I'm not such a performer, entertainer, it wasn't what I was saying. If there's no friction in the room, you can't teach a teretz. You have zero. If there's no, only in the space of friction, we love questions. Now to love, everybody, who's the yeshiva, the community, we allow questions. You know anybody who doesn't allow questions? To allow questions is to allow your friends to struggle, by the way. You're not honest. We say we allow questions. Nah, I didn't mean you're so serious, your question. Anybody struggling is asking a question. Somebody's talking in shul and you throw them out. Don't say you allow questions. You know, he's saying so. He said, I don't relate to prayer. Don't say you allow questions and you don't. People give lip service. We have Q&A. Q&A is, wow. Q&A doesn't mean anything. Most people are not asking their questions. We stopped Q&A. The community was like two such honest people. Who's asked? Who's saying it's videoed? Sure, maybe you want to say your question to 10,000 people. Sure. My deepest question, I'm not telling you anything. I tell my wife, one other person maybe. Questions. I'm talking about deep things that bother us, uncertainties. Questions are very precious, are very powerful. Questions, mamish, but mamish things that bother us is very powerful. So not the, we go to the Midbar, come to the Midbar. To me, it's like bizarre. It flies in anything that I think I would know about Torah. That's not where it would be given. It would be given Mamish in the issue of Mamish.
Midbar's friction. That's the...
Wow, wow. Is that what hits you to go to the desert? Come, come, go to a hard place. Interesting, interesting. That could hit, yeah. That's why nobody owns the question, and certainly that would be something that could hit a person tremendously. I'm still like in the desert. I'm very visual. I'm in the desert. Like, what's going on? What's going on? It's like so bizarre. Two people, one was my son and one was somebody else, told me something that hit them, and it like resonated by me. So I want to share, but I have no idea the answer. None. Friction, the question. Come into the yamta with the friction, geshmak. I mean, it will bring you, friction brings you to the best places in the world, like drives and produces and creates. You know the person in the middle of a suda? So everybody say, we sat tonight, you're going to come home to your wife, like, what happened tonight? I don't know. We ate, we sang, we talked, we this. You know those sudas in the middle of the suda? Shh. Dvar Torah now. And you stop your whole meal and you share it. Now, of course, the yid should say Torah to the table. Of course. What happened? Why sometimes it feels something's off? Shh. Dvar Torah. I like when I come into a room in yeshiva, the chevra is schmoozing hard. Shh. It's not shh. Actually, I want to continue what's happening. I'm amish. I want to continue. It's not shh. The energy, right? Gigi speaks and it's not shh. His speaking, the talking, it's all the same. It's not a different thing. It's a different type of shah. It's not what's happening. It's a galechter. That wasn't my father said the return time. Wasn't like shh, ketati speaking. He's going to say. My son was working out of town with two yidden, and they said like a shprach. He called me like bothered mamish. They said a shprach. They had like a line. Like we did for Akhatsi, like we did for ourselves. Now let's give God something. Let's learn. My son was very, like, troubled. But they were saying, very. I had this. Yeshivas will outsource, like, send the guy to therapy. I love therapy. Every person, our whole generation should look in. It's a beauty of our dark. We're looking in. We're all working on our inside. If you're not jumping, get busy. Come on. We're all working on our inside. That's where the lave is patuach. It's good things happen. But I don't like that it's the yeshiva outside as like a separate. Nothing's out of the realm of Torah. Nothing. It's not like your suda. Your suda, the whole way you have a suda, the way you shmooze is. Our life is created by Torah. Two people said that if Hashem gave us Torah in the yeshiv, then it would be. Could you fit this in? Could you say it via Torah? We're given where there's nothing, and from here build everything. There's nothing out of the realm of Torah lifestyle. Whereas a look at our community, different people, different tasks. It's like you go to work and you come home. My son was like, I was thinking about Torah when I was working. I was trying to be more honest. I was interacting. I was mamish connected to Torah. Mamish. It was like weird. Like, oh, we like Messiah. We weren't Messiah. That's not it. What do you mean? Our whole life comes from Torah. It's about Torah. It's through the Torah. It talks to every aspect. Mamish to every aspect. So Hashem, there wasn't like the Torah Hashem came to us and gave it to us in the Yishuv, said, could you shtup this Arayim? Could you fit this in? Maybe a Dvar Torah your table also. That's not what it is. The whole Kim, the whole family partying, Yishmak, enjoying, kibbutzing is all. We're a people of the Torah. Yisrael, Mamish, we're a people connected to Torah. The Yid goes home to work and he comes to learn because he was like Mamish. His whole day was Torah, and he's checking back into it. His mamish is busy with this. This word, we're B'nai Torah. We come from Torah, Am Yisrael. There's no part. There's no, a guy in yeshiva, a guy tells me, I'm not working on Torah, I'm working on mental health. But you think there's an area, that when I look in my inner sugya and starting to look at my insecurities and stuff, I've seen new things. It's all the afeichba, the gulaba. It's all from Torah, in Torah. Our stories, our name, our essence, everything's in the Torah. It's all there. It's all from Torah. So that was this. These two people felt that we received it in the desert, where it's not stupid in your life, fit it into your life. It's from here, from nothingness. Here's Torah. Now build a life. Now go and build a yeshiva, make a shul, make a community, now build everything. No aspect is this. I love, in our kehillah, I love the Friday football. It's myrdik. I can't get enough. I run back from yeshiva. I make the second half. I do want to see my son. He's a wicked football player. Not bad at all. But I like to hold the parents there watching, cheering on. There's all the Torah community. Our kids have outlets and enjoy each other, and parents are cheering on. To watch Rai Russ cheer for Yitzchok scores a touchdown is delightful. Exciting. It's geschmack. It's beautiful watching the different. I love what Yitzi Kalish is like, the best ball player in the city. To watch his Hail Gatata, I saw him. To watch his Tata like enjoy and encourage and coach. This is all. There's not like a Zaitiga thing where a Torah Kehillah, Vada. Every aspect, it comes from Torah's content. I never felt when my father skied that he was disrupting from Torah. He wasn't mafsik mi mishnasai. To say, our interaction, when we look at a tree, and of course we enjoy the geshmak, a tree, Hashem made it so we should enjoy it. Bishvili nevrailim. But if you're mafsik mi mishnasai, it's like, you don't say, when guys are shmuza, shh, we want to share. What do you do tonight? I don't know. We ate, we sang, we said different. We didn't schmooze enough. Wasn't enough schmoozing. Okay. We'll warm up together. It's different. Not everybody's used to each other yet. Kalish talked way too much. But okay, so we have to be mechazik, the schmoozing part. But it's not like there's no part that's not in the realm of Torah, of a life of Torah. That's not like the schmoozing. Right, Solomon doesn't come to you. Shh! The schmoozing was from Torah too. Yidden enjoying each other and being together. It's like seamless. It's like I felt this when my father said, first of all, Yiddy, just of course he had sharing Torah, but everything was like from there, in there, involved in there. Not, things aren't a break, like, oh, stop this, do this. It's all. It's the whole entire Kihem Chayin is the entirety of our life. B'chol Masech Adeyu. In all, and everything we do is comes from Torah. So I want to express to each other, we gather tonight, this was wonderful, that we have to do this more often. I want to ask Rai Wisnicki, was on top, Rai Madlinger pushed this, and there's a beautiful Chevra, Shloimi, the Chevra is crazy. We have to meet, we're the good killer, what are we doing? Why aren't we meeting more? It's weird. Stop being weird and get together. What are we doing? Get together and sing. Binyamin does it Thursday nights. Whoever's been there, it's an otherworldly experience. Binyamin is like a shan, the talking. You go there, that's how you could tell the matzah. The talking, the phones going off. Everything's all part of the same thing. Geshmak. There's no interruptions. It's each thing. It's this room here. This mamish room here. The Rebbeinu Shalom Sheben Sharkil. Hashem Yivarech Samay Bashalom. We need to respect each other. We need every light. There's no extra light in our people. We need to know our own light, that we have a light, and then we could pull in the others. Boys, pull in the other, include. Pull each other in. This was a great, Gabriel, this was wonderful. Should probably be much more often. Revolution, we have a reason not more often.
Maybe it should be longer, too.
You're probably right, too. You're probably right, too. But I really tremendously appreciated the Miyastim that put this together. Rai Madlinger was on this. Rai was thinking, this was mamish. This was right, beautiful. Thank you to all.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.